Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. One with Him. Luke chapter 24, starting at verse 30. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" Eating is a spiritual thing. I don't mean to be gross here, but it's not like other bodily functions. It's not utilitarian. We are not machines that simply need fuel. Sure, there are times when we get a quick bite to eat on the run, but it's not like filling up our cars with gasoline or even drinking water. It's a soul thing as much as it is a body thing. We eat with people who are dear to us. We take time to prepare and present food for special occasions. It's a soul thing. God made us people who relish food. Even from the very beginning, our relationship with Him had to do with food, at least in part. Eat from this tree, don't eat from this tree. Throughout the Bible, we are told stories of table fellowship. Don't eat with these people, eat with these people. Eating with someone in the ancient world was as powerful a statement of camaraderie, companionship, and even charity. No wonder Jesus came and ate with sinners. He flipped the script upside down. He comes and shows love, charity, and oneness and fellowship with sinners. Instead of their lowly status ruining his reputation, it's his righteousness that makes them worthy. So when we dine with Christ, he is saying, "You're one with me. My righteousness replaces your unrighteousness." It is most definitely a spiritual thing. When Jesus ate with the Emmaus disciples, he was doing three things. He revealed himself to the disciples. He proved that he was truly alive because ghosts don't eat. And he showed them that he was one with them. That is, they were forgiven. It might sound corny, but dining with someone matters. It matters to your students that you eat with them. It's a soul thing. It matters that you eat with your friends and family. It's a spiritual thing. It matters that you eat with your Lord in Holy Communion. It's a forgiveness thing. It can be difficult to be away from loved ones, as many still are right now. Don't you miss your students? The joy will be great when we are all together again. Like a family reunion, we will dine together. This is true of heaven as well. We will dine with those who have gone before at the great wedding supper of the Lamb. What a great reunion that will be. We pray. Lord Jesus, you ate with and continue to eat with sinners. You make us righteous in your sight and dine with us. Move us to take time to show the same concern and compassion for others. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.